various media availabilities for today's Sparks Energy 300. We are joined by Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 trademark Nitrogen Chevrolet, who finished third in today's race but also qualified for the Dash for Cash next week at Dover. Justin, why don't you talk about getting to qualify for that again?
Well, obviously, it's super important, you know, with the way these races are, to have a good day, and you want to qualify for the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. Hats off to Xfinity, Comcast for all they do for this sport. It's been a lot of fun. I'm bummed we didn't qualify for it today, because I think we'd end up winning it if we were to have qualified. But on the flip side of it, you know, we had a really, really fast trademark Nitrogen Camaro today, and as up and down as you could get, I think, throughout the course of the race. But all in all, still a great day for us, and really proud of our guys. They pushed through a lot and, got us in a position to where we could battle it out and hopefully go for a win.
All right. We'll open up to questions for Justin. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start over there with Pat.
Patrick Cole, NASCAR.com. Kind of a pretty eventful last few laps for you there. Are you surprised to have ended up where you are, or is that just Talladega?
Well, I'm going to say that's Talladega, but I owe a huge thank you to the push truck driver. He got to me fairly quickly and pushed me fairly quickly. And, my team, I think that's probably the most important part. Nelly can attest to this. Our team at Junior Motorsports is so good, so strong. The protocol on pit road of what we've got to do when we run out of fuel. I was just really bummed that I missed pit road the first time because it fired itself back up, and I thought we were going to be okay. I thought maybe I just didn't have enough fuel in the pickup. And then when it ran out again, it ran out like in the middle of the travel. And I don't think I can pull across the grass to get to my pit stall, but I debated it. Yeah. Keep that check to yourself, all right? all in all, I was really disappointed when the caution came out, to be honest with you, when Daniel had his issue, because at that point, we were a straightaway or more ahead of second, and I thought it was going to work out okay. Obviously, in hindsight, we would kind of question, man, would we have made it? Could we have made it all the way to the end of the race? So, again, really proud of these guys. To have all the folks from Trademark Nitrogen here this weekend, they were actually sitting right about where I stopped in the exit of 2, and I could see them all with their head in their hands because they thought it was over. And this guy right here pushed me back up through the middle. I don't know if he told me earlier he thought I was a lap down, so I don't know if he'd have pushed me if he thought I was on the lead. No,
when he went to the middle, I was like, he must be on the lead lap, so then I pushed.
It just really, really had a strong group of cars today. All four of our cars were up front all day, and we worked really well together, and I think that shows where our team's at. Obviously wanting to get a Camaro in victory lane, and we did that. Spencer did a great job. Hats off to him. I was really proud to see that, and I know a lot of the guys on his team are super pumped up, and it's really cool to see him get his first win.
We are also joined by our Dash for Cash winner today, Elliot Sadler, driver of the number 1 Main Financial Chevrolet. Yeah. Elliot, you're getting quite the collection of big checks there. How does it feel to win 2 in a row?
It feels good. For the day we had, the up-and-down day, for us to kind of battle back there at the end felt good. I mean, we restarted, I think, 17th and 18th or something like that. And I didn't know at the time Justin was on the lead lap, and he gave me a great bump and stuff on the restart, and we pushed and got on the outside and made some groove. When he went to the middle, I went, oh, he's definitely a lead lap. That was a good move. So when he went to the middle, I got behind him and just stayed with him, and he created some really good space, and my spotter was going, stay with him. We're racing the 20, and when I saw the 7 get kind of in between the 20 and whoever was on the bottom, I was like, man, we got a chance to win the money. So a lot happened on that last lap or two, and I'm just proud to be able to come along with the $100,000 and put us in contention for Dover next week.
Absolutely. All right, we'll continue with questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go to Bob and then Holly.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. I have one for each. First, Elliot, is the penalty just an unfortunate penalty because you have you're running so close to the limit and when you got to gas it to avoid someone?
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. But I actually just had a conference with Wayne Alden because the NASCAR rule is if you have to avoid a wreck – and go down pit rule under green, as long as you slow back down, it's not a penalty. So I just asked him about it. Obviously, they didn't really look at the video that way, so they're going to look at it and review it now and give me an answer. I just told him I want an answer because I was plenty slow, and then my spotter was yelling the 42 was wrecking under me, so I had to gas it up so he wouldn't hit me. So I actually gassed it up before I got to pit road to avoid a wreck, but then I slowed back down. Per the rule, that should be okay. But I think everything happened so fast, they gave me a pit road penalty, and that, put me a lap down. So it's a shame that it all happened the way that it did.
And Justin, did you think you were going to run out under yellow? I mean, was that pretty much a foregone conclusion, or was that a surprise?
That was a surprise. Okay. You know, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, we had no intention of coming to pit road, and we thought we could make it all the way. So I was really, really surprised that we did run out, and I think that's what caught me so off guard at that point. But in the grand scheme of things, the hard part, if I had been able to make it to pit road the way that it was, I guess it really wouldn't matter. But we let Elliot back on lead lap. We let a lot of guys back on lead lap.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You know, it just – the turn of events couldn't have been more crazy. And honestly, for our team, I know this sounds really weird, but running out of gas might have been the best thing that could have happened to us all day. Not only for the 17, but for our team as a collective. So in the grand scheme of things, it was really crazy. I did feel bad for Austin Cindric. You know, obviously we had gotten together a little bit earlier in the race, but they were on the same strategy we were, and at least mine ran out kind of before we went back green. I mean, his ran out coming to the green. So, you know, I can't imagine that thought for those guys. Just really unfortunate circumstance for them.
We'll go over to the far right side to Lee.
Elliot, you have a 40-point lead over, who is it?
Tyler
Reddick, but I mean.
Oh, how do you know all that already?
I already knew because I'm 30 now.
But where do you go to find it? Like, I don't even know what.
FanScan. If you look at our fan visions.
Do you carry that in the car with you?
No, my dad carries one. He walked up to me after the race was over.
I got to get it with my dad then. All right, go ahead, Lee. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. But, I mean, that could disappoint. You know, that could disappear quickly in the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you know, how do you just kind of keep out there and dig?
You know, Lee, you know, we got to keep battling. And what we learned last year was being the regular season champions played a lot of dividends in the playoffs because you get 15 points. So we're 40 points ahead, and we know all that's going to be taken away. But if we can continue to lead the points through the summer months and get some bonus points for being the regular season champion, that's 15 points that's in our piggy bank for the playoffs. And to us, we found out last year that's going to come in handy, especially with the teams and drivers we have this year going for the final four spots. So we look at that every week to make sure we're where we want to be. Of course, we want to try to win races, get the best finish that we can. But we definitely understand that being a regular season champion is worth a lot, Lee. Yep, definitely.
And for both of you, as far as Spencer and his development, because, I mean, he came in here a little wild, a little crazy, and he's really matured over the last couple of years. But, I mean, he seems to have matured on the track as well with, you know, under the direction of Clayton Hughes.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've been super impressed with Spencer this year. He's been somebody that he's fun to race around. You know, and if you know Spencer, you know he's a bit quirky outside the car, and that's kind of what he is on the racetrack too. But he's fun to race around, and now he's become somebody that you trust. You know, you can race next to him. You don't have any concerns. I mean, you want to battle with him and have fun with it. And he did a great job today. I mean, that last restart, I don't know what happened at the front the whole time. But, I mean, what I could see at the end there, he did a great job of getting himself separated, making sure that he led the lane that he needed to lead coming down to the end, and did the right things. And, obviously, that team, as I said before, I've got some friends that are on that team. They work, you know, they work equally as hard as all the rest of the teams. They put in a lot of effort, and Spencer has really learned a lot this year going into the season, and their race program's been really good. So I'm proud of him. Happy to see him get the win, and I don't think that's the only one he'll get. I think he'll have more in the near future.
I think when young drivers come in, Lee, they're worried about one thing. They want to go fast, and I think Spencer was worried about that with qualifying and stuff last year, but he kept on tearing up cars, and then you guys in the shop are not really working ahead. They're always working behind. And I'd say in the last 12 months, from last year's Talladega race to this Talladega race, he's probably the most improved driver in the whole garage because he's finishing races. You look at Bristol a couple weeks ago, that's a tough track. He finishes in the top five. You know, he did what he had to do at Richmond last week, and he battles through at Talladega. He seems to be finishing races. He's being consistent. He's not tearing his cars up. And then I think with that comes confidence and knowing the limit of your race car. And I echo what Justin says. I think he's understanding how to put it all together right now and is showing on the track. He's somebody that now that you trust a lot more. I trust a lot more than I did 12 months ago, 100%. Yeah.
We're going to go to Holly and then Pat and then Caleb.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. Hey, Elliot, how are you? I wanted to ask you, how conscious are you of the other Dash for Cashers? I mean, I know what your goal is to win the race. And if that's not going to happen, though, I'm assuming you want to be at least in front of all of them, because it was a crazy day for all four of y'all today.
It was, and you're very much aware of where those guys are at. And that coming down to the end, I knew the 22 was going to restart second, and the 20 was behind him, so I knew I was racing both those guys, but the 22 had damage. So I'm thinking in my head, I either need to get through the third lane or the first lane as quick as I can, not in the same lane they were in. Then the 22 ran out of gas, and then I knew it was just the 20. And I was trying to get the third lane going because I thought the 20 was in the middle. And then Justin made a great move to the middle. Then the 20 moved to the top and kind of opened up the middle, so I went with Justin. So I was racing just the 20 there at the end. So when we got by them, I just stayed behind, you know, Justin. They kept bumping him, going, man, wherever we finish, we finish. But I don't need to fan out here and create a distraction and then the 20 come back and beat us. So, because I knew we couldn't win the race at that point off of four. So you're very aware, I am at least, of who I'm racing and where they're at, especially here at Talladega when you're all on top of each other.
Did you get all that? Because it happened actually quicker on the racetrack, but he explained it really fast right there, too.
Yeah.
We'll go to Pat, staying in the middle.
Pat Ticola, NASCAR.com for Elliot. How does a soon-to-be 43-year-old celebrate his birthday?
How about that, man?
Yeah, I know.
Happy birthday, Monday, right?
Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we just got back from the Bahamas, so that was a celebration in itself. My son and daughter both have all-day travel ball tournaments tomorrow, one in Raleigh, one in Richmond. And then Monday we have a ball game at the ballpark, Monday night, my son does. So that's how we celebrate our birthday. We go watch our kids play ball. And then maybe take a mid-afternoon nap because I am turning 43.
We'll come over to the left to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Throughout the weekend, people were showing concerns down there on that pit road where the 42 spun with, like, the seepage. Were you surprised that NASCAR didn't try to dry that area before the race just in case of green flag pit stops?
I don't think you'd ever fix it. I mean, I think the way that the water was this week, the amount of rain we got in a short amount of time, and then just the water table, you know, the water being able to come up through there. I mean, if there's a hole there and there's water coming through, it's probably not going to stop. So I don't think there's much we could have done. I mean, there was some on the front straightaway. I know a couple of times going through. We talked about it yesterday in practice. Mm-hmm. We were kind of all nose to tail in practice, and there was some sprays of water. And I mean, I think it just at that point it is what it is. You kind of got to know that it's there. And braking and getting to pit road here is so important. And I mean, we always see wrecks coming to pit road here because guys try to push it that little bit too far. You add water into the mix, and I think that's where experience comes in, right? Like, you know you're going to miss pit road, and you know it's wet, so you just slow yourself down a little bit, and it works out.
Yeah, you noticed no veterans was down there, didn't you? Just him. And it's, look, I'll tell you this, and Justin and I probably know this as much as anybody in the field. You're not going to win a race coming to pit road on the green, but you sure can lose a race. And that's something I think some of these other guys will learn as they get more mature.
We'll go to Dominic.
Just happened to get me today.
Dominic Cotagone with the Racing Experts in ESPN Albuquerque. Kind of to build off Pat's question, see a hole in the check up there. What's your first big ticket purchase with the bonus money?
I don't know. Probably pay for the trip we just got back on from there. I don't know. We haven't got that far yet. You know, summertime's coming. You know, my kids want a jet ski, you know, something like that. I think Justin's got some connections. I can call him and ask him a favor. But I don't know. I'll get home. It'll be spent on my kids, I guarantee you. Maybe I need a lazy boy maybe to lay in at my time, you know, maybe something to keep my feet warm. And my feet get cold at night, man, when you're 43, you get so old, circulation's not as good, something like that. But I hadn't got that far. But I tell you what, I'll post it when I do a big ticket purchase for you.
Excellent.
But I need to hurry up now because I'm missing the early bird lunch dinner special. So.
Well, I just want to ask both of you guys, too, if you guys can just talk about the racing out there, how much noticeable it was without Cup guys and just the racing in general.
It made it really hard today because I felt like guys were content with just riding, and especially those first two stages, which in the grand scheme of things wasn't a bad thing. But, you know, it made it really difficult to make any moves. And you know, I had a couple restarts there where we got stuck on the bottom, and you just are stuck. You know, there's not really much you can do. And I think that was the hard part. You know, I feel like normally here there's a lot of guys that are making big moves and aren't afraid to change lanes. And guys that have a lot of experience tend to be a little bit more aggressive with it. Granted, it's going to cause some wrecks, you know, in the whole grand scheme of things. But today was just really weird. It was really subdued for, I don't know, up until the last caution there. And really even the green wire checker was not that crazy. It just – just there was more movement in that green light checkered, but it really wasn't a crazy day. And what we saw at Daytona, I expected this to be absolutely insane, and it just didn't really have that craziness today.
What'd he say?
Go over to Lee on the far right.
Fair to say you always remember your first. I mean, when, you know.
Oh, yeah. Who's put Spencer? Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I just went to Victory Lane and congratulated him. I'm going, dude, live this up. You only get that one first. And I think it's cool to see that in our sport, especially he's got a larger-than-life personality, like Justin was saying. It's good to see good people that are employing a lot of folks and doing a lot of different things. They have a great truck program, and they've definitely gone out and doing a lot behind Spencer and giving him opportunity to race. And to get that first win, his dad was smiling ear to ear. And it's so cool to see that at your first win, especially at a tough track like today where you – I mean, he had to earn it. He had to block and move, and it was not like a fuel mileage race and everybody's 12 laps down. I mean, he had to earn it. And so congratulations to him. And I know some – you always remember your first one.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any additional questions for Justin or Elliot? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Good luck next week in Dover.
Thank you.